Good morning, this is Pastor Fred Baker. Certainly a blessing this morning to be able to come to you, to be able to share a few moments of your time this day. We trust you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord this morning, and I believe that we all should be students of the Word and seekers of truth, and this morning find your way to the house of the Lord where the Word's taught, where it's preached in purity and power, and find that you have need of this morning. And we're just thankful to be able to come. We do wish a happy Father's Day to the many fathers out there. We thank the Lord for those that have influenced our life. And our dad's been gone many years now, but we've got a wonderful had a father-in-law. We do send out wish him a happy Father's Day this morning, Brother Leo Abrams. And we just thank the Lord for all of those that have stepped up. Our grandfathers are gone and so on, but those that have been fathers in the gospel to us, wonderful men of God, and we could begin to name several, and if we did, we'd probably miss a few, but I hope they know who they are. We've tried to tell them over the years how much they mean to us and how much we appreciate them and how they've helped us to be what we are today. And I'm so thankful this morning, above all else, that our Heavenly Father has a plan and a purpose that allows us to have these people in our lives, to be where we are, when we are, and so on. But we're just glad to come to you this morning. Invite you to come out and be with us anytime you can. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. We're physically located just out of the Woodsdale area there on the left. As you come out of Woodsdale on Wayne Madison Road, invite you to come be with us. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. We're having Wednesday evening service, Bible study and youth service at 6. Now, we've had not had a Sunday evening service for a few weeks because of scheduling and so on. We hope to have that again starting July 1st. So there'll be no Sunday evening service this week or next week, but beginning July 1st, we're going to pick our Sunday evening service back up. So just keep that in mind. And again, we invite you to come out anytime you can and just join us in a word of prayer this morning so we be able to get into the Word of God. Our precious Master, Heavenly Father, we come today, Lord God, as grateful as we are for those men that have touched our life, Father God, those both naturally, Lord, those spiritually, God, that have been fathers to us, Lord. Oh God, we come before you this morning, Lord, seeking your leadership and guidance, realizing that you are true Heavenly Father, Lord God, that in the absence of earthly Father, Lord, you've been that Father to us many times. And God, as we come before you this morning, our Lord, we pray for a revival, Father God, of the knowledge of you to the fathers of our land, God. Our Lord, we appreciate those that are good providers and so on, but Lord, that understand the biblical context. Our Lord, the charge goes far beyond just bringing home a paycheck. Lord God, we pray this morning, Lord, how that they'd find their way into the house this morning, God, Lord, not just drop the family off, but Lord, I go with them into the church this morning, into the worship, be the leader that you've chosen them to be, God, how that you've ordained to be. And God, we pray this morning, Lord, you be with those on the beds of affliction, Father. How those not able to be out and about, God, that this word and, Father, the programs here on the on the station will be a blessing to them down over the course of the day. God, that you'd bless Brother Mark again, Lord. And God, in the station as it carries on the work, Lord, the cause and upbuilding your kingdom. How, Father, we know this morning, God, that these differences, Lord, Father, that there's many things we don't understand. Our God, but truly we turn and seek you with all our heart this morning, Lord. I teach us your ways, your truth, God, and help us expand it in a way that might help others, God. Our Lord, bless our young men and women in service of our country. God, bless the fathers across the land. How most of all this morning, God, we pray that you'd save our people before it's too late. Now go with us, Lord. Bless these few moments, Father, not just our time, but the time of all today as they stand before this microphone. For we ask these favors in the holy name of Jesus, and amen. God bless you this morning. We turn with us today into the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua. We read just a couple verses there, a thought that the Lord's laid at our heart. And we know we just have but a few minutes of time, but he says, Joshua, in his closing words here in the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua, if we'll drop down to the 14th and the 15th verse. He says, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, I choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So we just want to bring those words into our hearing for a few minutes this morning, how to remind us not only the fathers of the land, but all this morning, that it's time and high time that we make a commitment to serve God today, that we come to a right understanding this morning of our purposes here upon the earth, how that we come this morning to serve the true and the living God, that we might come to that place, how that by serving him we could serve others. Yes, this morning I believe a study of the Word of God will tell us, it's about serving one another this morning. When Jesus come upon this earth, he said, "I come not to minister, but to be ministered unto." We've got a lot of them that's willing to tell you what they believe, but we need those that's willing to serve this morning, not only to talk of the gospel, but to do the gospel, to live this morning in a way that would be pleasing unto God. Today, as we begin to consider the context, how Joshua come down to the closing days of his life, I find it this morning how important it is, how that when someone comes down to the last moments of their life, they share that's what's important to them. I remember the words of the Apostle Paul unto young Timothy, out there in the second chapter of Timothy, how he said, "Preach the word, I'll be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering." How this morning it was important to the Apostle, as his days grow, drew to a close on the earth, how to charge young Timothy, how to remind him of what was most important, how Moses called them together and said, "This is not a vain thing, but this is your life." How Joshua called them together and said, "Now, how you've got to decide who you're going to serve. You've got to make a choice right now." I was thinking, as the brother mentioned earlier this morning, I'm about the Hebrew children over there in the book of Daniel. And we know the story, we've heard it from our childhood of how much they said, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and if he and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." They had made up their mind, how they had made their choice, who you're going to serve this morning. Sometimes how people want to make the choice at the banks of the river. They somehow believe how when hard time comes, then they'll choose to serve the Lord. How little trouble comes and they'll cry, "Oh Lord, what are we going to do?" This morning I submit or propose to you today, make your choice right now. I make a decision whom you're going to serve this morning. Oftentimes in our little family, the choice will come up maybe where we're going to dine. I'll stop to get a bite to eat. And we'll say, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We'll go here. Maybe we'll go there." This morning, we live in that kind of time where no one wants to make the choice. No one wants to make the decision. I ask you this morning, decide. I choose right now who you're going to serve. I don't wait till the doors of the furnace is open. I declare to you how the Hebrew children didn't wait till the furnace was heated. They didn't wait till the doors were opened up. They didn't wait till the challenge came. brother, they had already made their mind up. I know you've heard that old song, how my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. How you've got to make a decision, a choice this morning, how you're not going to waft in, I ease in. Brother, the book said we must press in. How you got to make a decision and a choice. How Joshua laid it right out for him. I fear the Lord. I serve him in sincerity and in truth. Brother, I know some sincere people. They're zealous. They're sincere. They believe what they believe. Brother, but I caution you this morning. The Bible says how there's a way that seems right unto man, but put the ends thereof is death. How sincerity won't get you to heaven, my friend. If you'll notice the words of Joshua, I repeat it again by the apostle in the New Testament. Brother, not just sincere, but in the truth this morning, what is truth? Brother, it is the word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So not only must we be sincere, but we must be sincere in the truth. Brother, I listen this morning. Men have twisted, turned, and I messed up. I defiled the word. Brother, they defend and they contend. I contend this and that. Jude says, contend earnestly. For the faith as once was delivered unto the saints. Brother, there is only one rule of authority. It is the word of God. Joshua went on to remind them. Brother, if you'd read that chapter, he'd rehearse their history a little bit. Where the Hebrew children have been and what God had brought them out of. And he brought it down. And he said, make a decision. Brother, I know when I was a boy growing up, they used to come to the close of the service. How many times I heard the refrain, just as I am, without one plea. Brother, this morning, they brought people down to the point that you had to decide. I know somebody will say, I'll wait another day, a little while longer. Brother, they was wanting the word of God to say it. More convenient season, Paul, almost, how thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Brother, listen. I'm persuaded to believe. Hell is completely. I has been lined with many of them that were almost persuaded this morning. Not almost, but altogether, fully and completely. Brother, as Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. You need to believe this morning. You need to choose right now. Not after a while, not tomorrow, not next week, right now. Who are you going to serve? Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Dads, be the father that God intended you to be this morning. Lead your family into the house of God this morning. Lead them in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. God bless you this morning. Once again, this is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Come be with us. God bless you.
Well, that was good preaching.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Real good.